It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. Now we're going to revisit a story from earlier in this election season. Back in April, producer Bridget Armstrong paid a visit to Sandtown Winchester pastor Elder C.W. Harris. He lived on the roof of a Sandtown building for 5 days in an effort to motivate more people from his community to cast their votes in the primary. More than 800 people voted at the Sandtown Winchester polling location, surpassing Elder Harris's goal of 500, way up from the previous election in which fewer than 300 people from that neighborhood cast a ballot. Bridget Armstrong spoke with Elder Harris on day three of his rooftop campaign.
If you find yourself on the corner of Pressman Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, look up. You might just catch a glimpse of Elder C.W. Harris on the roof of the Harris Marcus Center. After climbing the fire escape of the four-story building, that's where I found him, sitting under a canopy tent, eating a bag of peanuts, looking out on the city. Elder Harris is the founder and pastor of Intersection of Change, formerly known as Newborn Holistic Ministries. He's been living on the roof since last Saturday, and he plans to stay there until 500 people from the Sandtown Winchester community vote.
In our last election cycle, only 257 people voted in the Sandtown Winchester community. That community has between 12 to 14,000 residents. We only have 2,000 registered voters. We need to change all that.
Elder Harris is a lifelong resident of Sandtown. He says since last year's uprising, following the death of Freddie Gray, who was also a Sandtown resident, people are even more disillusioned and disenfranchised with local government.
Things have not gone back to normal as it was before Freddie Gray. Folks are without hope. It is hard for them to believe. After so many years of neglect, I don't hate the players. I hate the game. And if they look on the chart and see that there's only few people in our community that have voted, why would they listen to us? That's the game. We have to beat them at their game.
In addition to the roof campaign, volunteers from Intersection of Change, the No Boundaries Coalition, and Build are walking the streets of Sandtown, going door to door, trying to persuade residents to get out and vote. And citywide, there have been several other initiatives to drive up voter turnout, but none as unusual as living on a roof.
During the unrest, there was a question asked, what could we do to bring the attentions to members of our community to get them out to vote? So it was my suggestion. I said that I would go on the roof. I just thought of a minister in Chicago who went on the roof and they made some changes in Chicago. So I thought that would be a good way to get the message across. Everyone agreed, and here I am.
As far as roofs go, Elder Harris's setup isn't so bad. He's strapped into a harness at all times for safety. He has a revolving cast of visitors and some of the amenities of home.
We have a lovely bedroom up here, which is a tent that is able to sleep seven. I have that lovely bedroom, a heater included, and in the back, in the corner, in the dark, by the crack, is my bathroom. Yes, it is a lovely facility that's back there. Those who I am entertaining, such as yourself, you have my living room, which views all of the city with no obstructions. We also visit it more often than not of our wonderful birds, seagulls. They also give me their thanks as they pass by.
Nora Howe is the program director of Jubilee Arts, another organization founded by Elder Harris that is housed in the Harris Marcus Center. In addition to braving the fire escape to the roof several times a day to check on Elder Harris, she's keeping a running tally of Sandtown voters.
So it's been a lot of fun as we've been canvassing, talking to people about voting procedures, to bring it up, because most people, like, they laugh. It's a great way to start a good conversation. But we've had trouble like translating that into people actually going to the polls. So that's what we're working on now, is being like, no, really, like, he's not coming down to you personally. Go and vote.
And if you think Elder Harris is on the roof just twiddling his thumbs, think again. Sandtown residents can call the Jubilee Arts Center or Elder Harris personally if they need a ride to the polls. While I was on the roof, Elder Harris got one of those calls.
Eddie. Did you vote? Did you vote? You don't get a prize. Did you vote? Tell me you voted and I can put your name down. Your mother didn't vote either? Come on and walk down here and we'll drive you over.
He calls me to take people to the poll whenever they don't have a ride. You know, he know he can depend on Sis, and he'll call Sis, and of course I'll take him.
That was Janet Isaac. Today, she's taking Clyde Jenkins to vote at Edmondson Westside High School. According to Elder Harris's numbers, Clyde is the 248th person to vote from Sandtown.
How you doing, sir?
All right, coming to vote. See the gray tent? Looks like we partying. Well, we ain't.
Okay.
You're going all the way back to the building, the old head company.
Oh, okay.
Okay, through the glass doors. Uh-huh. Okay, you know you can vote anywhere during the early election that you want to. So this is a spot, no matter where your district is, you can vote here.
Okay.
While Elder Harris's supporters are optimistic that they will be able to get the pastor off the roof with 500 votes, his son Dwayne is worried his dad's efforts aren't reaching everyone.
So far, the older people, they understand it, so they're going out to vote. It's our younger folks and our youth that don't get it quite yet. So if it's not hot on Instagram or Facebook, they don't want to know about it. If he's not waving a pair of Jordans up in the air, they probably not going to feel it. I'm praying I'm wrong, you know, but that's what I'm seeing.
Elder Harris knows what he's asking for is no small feat in a neighborhood where many residents live below the poverty line and feel forgotten by politicians. But he hopes his efforts will inspire Sandtown to use their votes to change the community.
I am a son of Sandtown, and we just don't give up. We fight to the end. So whether it snows, if there is a blizzard, if there are hailstorms, I have equipment up here that can withstand all of that. If it is an embarrassment to my community that a 66-year-old man is up on his roof and they have the power to get me down, then so be it. But I'm staying up here not to embarrass, but to show the importance of voting, to honor those who have sacrificed their lives for us to have the opportunity to vote. My cry is to folk in Sandtown, get out and vote. Get me off this roof, because I'm not coming down until you get off your tush and go to the polls.
That was producer Bridget Armstrong talking with Elder C.W. Harris, the pastor of Newborn Community of Faith Church. Bridget spoke with him in April while he was living on the roof of the Harris Marcus Center in Sandtown in an effort to drive up voter participation in that community. For more information about the organization's leading voter outreach in Sandtown, visit our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Maryland Morning's director, engineer, and co-host is Nathan Sterner. The program is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill, with production assistance from Lauren Ferguson. Austin Coghlan from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Maryland Morning theme music. Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. That's it for us today. Coming up on Labor Day, we'll revisit my conversation with the co-author of a Johns Hopkins School of Medicine study that found that medical errors are the third leading cause of death in the United States. We'll also hear from civil rights icon Gloria Richardson about her days as an activist on the Eastern Shore, and I'll speak with Baltimore author Kathy Flan. Until then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great Labor Day weekend.